So our group did an interesting study recently with about 100 oncologists in general practice, and we reported this at the ASCO quality meeting and also ASCO. And I'm going to tell you what we found, but in order to introduce that, I want to ask you, when you look at this man right now, what would you estimate would be his prognosis?
So this patient, when I look at prognosis, so when patients come to me and they have recurrent disease, I don't really apply the standard rule, which is metastatic disease, 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, 11 months. I really look at the patient, and this patient comes back with good performance status. He has only one area of disease recurrence. It's a soft tissue recurrence, doesn't have any liver metastases or other visceral metastases. In this patient, obviously, he's incurable. He will not be cured of the cancer, but on the other hand, he's a patient who's going to be surviving above the average. Above the average, when I say for a patient who has a recurrence after surgery. And his recurrence has been a bit away from surgery. It was like more than a year. So with that situation, this patient's prognosis, he will go on beyond second-line treatment, but the question is what I'm going to give him in the third line. Maybe his neuropathy being better, I can put him on a clinical trial at the time. But his prognosis is better than the average.
I'm curious what it's like to take care of this man, what his lifestyle is like, how he spends his time, and if there are any goals that he has in his life that are important to him.
Exactly. I mean, this is something which I very much take into my consideration in treating patients like this. This is a guy who is a retired gentleman and his wife, and they're both in good health. He likes to travel. Like I do. And he's been doing that before he started this round of treatment. And the plan is for him to continue doing that because he also likes to spend some time in Florida during the winter months. And for me, that's a very important aspect of his life and lifestyle, which I have to really make sure that it happens. So quality of life is really very important. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't want to touch any drug which will make his neuropathy worse. At the same time, the real problem with chemotherapy in those patients can be fatigue, and therefore we have to get the right dose to the patient that can give him the least amount of fatigue so he can go about doing things that he likes to do.